It's 2 months since 9-year-old Harvey Morrison Sherratt died. The young boy, who was nonverbal, was born with complex health conditions, including spina bifida and scoliosis. He had waited for more than 3 years for surgery for his scoliosis. Last year, his name disappeared from a Children's Health Ireland waiting list with no reason given. At the time, the curve on Harvey's spine had reached a life-threatening 130 degrees curve. This crushed his ribcage and put pressure on his lungs and his heart. He eventually was operated on last December at Temple Street Children's Hospital, but he only lived for another 7 months. He died on July the 29th after a sudden deterioration in his condition. His parents said their son had been abandoned by the state's health services. They were very critical of the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, who, when health minister in 2017, promised that no child would have to wait more than 4 months for scoliosis surgery. They called on him to resign. Well, they met Simon Harris on Monday, along with the Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill, and afterwards said that the politicians had promised an inquiry into the care of spina bifida and scoliosis patients at CHI. We're joined this morning by Harvey's mother, Gillian. Gillian, you're very welcome. Thanks for taking our call.
Thanks very much for having me on, Audrey.
Gillian, what did the two politicians promise you specifically yesterday?
The type of inquiry hasn't yet been set in stone, but what they have committed to is that there will be an inquiry into CHI, spina bifida and scoliosis care, and that the terms of reference and the scope of that will be up to the parental advocacy groups and the parents actually using the service. It would be our opinion that it should be a public statutory inquiry, because we need to ensure that it is comprehensive and wide enough to uncover everything it needs to uncover, and that people can be held to account.
Did they agree to that specific request, public and statutory?
Not yet. They have pros and cons to different kinds of inquiry, but that the meeting in 3 weeks' time, that should all be laid out, and ultimately it should be up to us to decide which inquiry we feel is needed in this case.
We've been trying to get more detail on what was promised from the government this morning, but so far we haven't been able to do that. And you'll be well aware that there have been specific investigations into various aspects of care at CHI around patients with scoliosis and spina bifida. Some are still ongoing. Do you know what you want to be different with this inquiry?
My opinion so far is that it's like the care for these children is like a puzzle, and so far they've only been looking at pieces through these reports and these reviews rather than looking at it as a whole. And it's like while they're focusing on one area, there's failings in another. And this has been a systemic problem going back years. Do you know, we've seen that from the unpublished, what's now known as the orphan report, where these children have actually been harmed. It's not even that they just didn't get care. They've been physically harmed by the lack of care. And if they don't go back far enough and they don't go wide enough, we can't uncover everything that needs to be uncovered for these children to give accountability, to give transparency. Like, so far, they're promising things that should hopefully make the services better going forward. But we can't forget about the children that have been failed in the past.
In your meeting, Gillian, yesterday with the two ministers, were you able to find out any answers about Harvey's care and specifically why he was taken off that urgent surgery list last year?
No, they didn't have any new information to add in relation to that. I don't think they themselves have that information. We've tried repeatedly to get that information from the task force that was set up, but to this day, we still have no more information as to why he was removed or who made the decision.
How did you find that meeting yesterday?
It was good. We felt like there was a lot that needed to be said. We went into it and we very much asked that they just allowed us to speak, because we've been trying to get this meeting for so long. We've had a lot that we've needed them to actually hear. We felt like they did listen. But at the same time, you know, there have been previous promises from government and from ministers that haven't been met. So we're cautiously optimistic after it. But I do feel like they listened. Whether or not that'll bring around the changes that we need to see is a different story.
And as I said, you had called on Simon Harris to resign. Do you think he still should?
It's my opinion that he has failed upwards. Do you know that we had obviously the 4-month target that wasn't met, the cervical cancer scandal. And I feel like if I was in a job where I was continuously not meeting my targets, I wouldn't be promoted. I would likely be let go.
Did you say that to him yesterday?
No. But I have said that a number of times publicly.
Well, I know that yesterday was 2 months since Harvey died. I'm sure he was with you every step of the way yesterday.
He was, yeah. And I think Harvey will always be with us in that regard. You know, he spent his entire life advocating for what he needed and for the other children in his cohort. And now we have to continue that in his honour. And I think that's ultimately one of the reasons why we are more focused on getting an inquiry and getting the changes that we need, because ultimately Simon Harris resigning doesn't help these children. While it might be something that we would call for, it does nothing to benefit the children that are still relying on the state and relying on Children's Health Ireland and the HSE to help them. So that needs to be our priority and that needs to be our focus.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Gillian Sherritt, mother of the late Harvey.